The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Before a celebration like this...
And the 2-0 pitch, he swings and hammers. Left field and deep. Open up the gates, we're going home.
There are key decisions made every day throughout the organization and on the diamond.
If you want a stand-up guy, you're looking at it. Hustle, heart, accountable, a leader in the clubhouse and on the field.
This is the show that gives you inside access to everything surrounding your favorite team. It's Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Here's your host of Inside Twins, Corey Provis.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We are live in Seattle, Washington. A rainy, drizzly, overcast, and chilly Sunday here today in late May from downtown Seattle. Welcome to Inside Twins alongside Twins assistant GM Rob Antony. I'm Corey Provis. We welcome your questions today. You can reach us two ways via email, InsideTwins@TwinsBaseball.com, or via Twitter, #InsideTwins. Rob, the Twins after a sweep today, a couple of nice wins. Pat Dean was great on Friday. Last night we saw everything, and a bizarre ending to the game. It went the Twins' way, 6-5 the final. Your reaction first as a fan as you watched that play, I guess, develop late last night.
Well, it was crazy, but I guess partially as a fan, partially as a member of the organization, a lot of people did good things on that. Centeno, he blocks the ball. He makes a good throw down to second. Dozier was very alert, runs the guy back, keeps an eye on the runner on third. He makes a strong off-balance throw. Nunez makes a nice tag, but he doesn't settle for that. He pops up and he makes a strong throw over to second. We get two outs. Somehow we get out of that game. First and third, it's looking grim. And somehow we come out of there with a win. So sometimes we've been on the other end of some crazy plays this year. Maybe this is something that we were due, and maybe it'll get some things going in our favor.
You know, Joe Mauer joined us in the postgame show last night, and we asked him, is that a play you guys practice? Even go back to spring training? He said, yeah, but it's been a while since spring training since they kind of work on a drill like that.
Yeah, and I mean, like I say, Dozier's running one way. You're off balance. He makes a strong throw to third. Nunez catches the ball, makes a nice tag, and like I say, he pops up and he makes a strong throw across. So people were alert. They were into the game, and they made some key plays that helped us get out of a tough situation there.
As someone who's so invested in this team and in this game, when the team has a win like that, you go back to the hotel. Can you shut it down right away, or are you still pretty amped up?
No, I had a tough time going to sleep last night. Your heart's still racing, and part of it, I was just shocked. I mean, one minute, you're just keeping your fingers crossed. Come on, get a ground ball, see if we can turn two, get out of this thing. You're thinking all the different things, ways that we can win this game and how we can get out of that mess, and that one didn't pop into my head, I can tell you that much.
Injury front, early in the game last night, Kurt Suzuki took another shot right to the face mask. Concussion protocol, he passed it. How's he feeling today?
Yeah, I talked to him for a while this morning, and he feels okay. You know, after he took that, it was one of those like when he was in Chicago where, you know, you take another one and you might have real problems. So let's just get him out of there precautionary, make sure he's okay. He went through the protocol and passed the concussion test. So he's available if we need him today. Ideally, hopefully, he just gets to watch the game today, and then we'll see how he's doing tomorrow when we get to Oakland.
You know, he told us in Chicago after that foul ball that it's almost better when the mask comes off. But when the mask stays on, then you really feel it. And that was the case last night. The mask stayed on. Can you ride this out a couple of days? Do you expect him to play at all in the Oakland series?
Yeah, I do. And if we thought he was going to be out for the next 4 or 5 days, we'd go get another catcher, and we could put him on the 7-day concussion DL. Even though he passed it for, you know, precautionary measures, we could do so. But in this situation, when we think he can be back in a day or so, then we'll ride it out and Centeno will catch today.
Staying on the injury front, Friday's game, Trevor Plouffe left with a knee injury, and we learned during the game it was a mild sprain, his MCL in his right knee, but then MRI yesterday, the ligament is fine, just a bone bruise?
Right, and that's, you know, that was, I don't want to say a guess, but that's some of the indications when they examined him and hands-on without the MRI is it was kind of on that ligament, but when they did the MRI, it was just a bone bruise, and so that was good news, and I think it gave Trevor some peace of mind that it wasn't worse than it was, and he's on anti-inflammatories, and they're going to give that a couple days to do its work without putting him in the game, so he too is available if we need him today, but hopefully he doesn't need to play at all today, and then we'll readdress it tomorrow.
When did this first happen? When did Trevor first feel something was up with his knee?
I think the beginning of the week. I think he mentioned something to our trainers on Monday, but then he played in the three games, and he said every day, you know, it's not bothering me. But then when we flew here on the off day on Thursday, he said it was kind of stiff when he got off the plane and stuff, so we thought maybe just stiffening up. But Friday he was kind of limping around a little bit, but he said he was okay, good to go. But he could feel it in the game, and it was irritating him. So they got him out of there to make sure and to find out exactly what was going on.
All right, we'll take a break at Inside Twins. We are gearing up for the final game of this series. Twins after a three-game sweep. They have not swept a three-game series here in Seattle since April 2007. Ricky Nolasco, Taijuan Walker, the pitching matchup for the finale today. More of Inside Twins live from Safeco next on your home for Twins baseball.
Field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
When you're a mascot, like me, there's one job requirement: optimism. Clear-eyed, full-hearted belief that as long as there's time left, there's a chance, baby. That's what gets my tail wagging, paws pumping, and head spinning. Literally. So next time you play the Minnesota Lottery, give in. Jump up and do a victory dance. Because no matter what game you're playing, a chance is always a beautiful thing.
Brought to you by the Minnesota Lottery. Players must be 18 or older.
At her last birthday party, we had 12 kids and a clown in a two-bedroom apartment playing pin the tail on my throw pillows. This year, we have a backyard.
When you're ready to buy a house, a mortgage from U.S. Bank can help make it possible. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to learn more. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Super America wants kids at the ballpark on Sunday for Super America Not Whole Kids Day. Up to two kids receive $5 off a U.S. Bank Home Run Porch View or Home Plate View ticket with the purchase of one full-price adult ticket in the same section on Sunday games. Coupons available exclusively at Super America locations.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Ah, that's what I'm talking about right there. We're in Seattle. Some Pearl Jam taking us back. Got a commercial break. Some MFC right there. Great tune. I recommend that one for you there, Rob.
All right.
As we continue with Rob Antony, Inside Twins live from Safeco Field. And Rob, it was a tough week for the team. And there have been a lot of tough moments on the field. But off the field, the news about Neil Allen, I'm not sure how much you can really speak about or the length you can speak about this. But what was your reaction, and what happens next? What's the next process here as we let this whole thing play out?
Well, first off, I think a lot of us were in shock. We didn't see any signs or any indication. I know it's something that he battled long ago, So I was surprised, as were a lot of people. And as far as the process goes now, it's he has to go through some things, whether it be legal and some other protocol, as with the club's policies and all that type of thing. So we suspended him with pay, and now he's back in Minnesota, and he has an opportunity to try and deal with all that stuff.
How much interaction will he have with the players, specifically the pitchers? Was he told to kind of stay away for now?
I don't think he was told that, you know, you can have no communication, and I'm sure some of them have reached out to him. But he won't be at the ballpark, you know, during the suspension until everything is cleared up and sufficiently evaluated.
Interim pitching coach is Eric Rasmussen. You've been with the organization a long time. So has Eric. What can you tell us about him and why him? Why not Stu or even, you know, say Eddie Guardado to take over on the interim basis?
Well, number one, it doesn't upset any of the minor league clubs or do anything else. And number two, he's our pitching coordinator for a reason. He's our best pitching coach in the minor leagues. And he has been with the organization a long time. He was actually a candidate and was interviewed for the job and was under strong consideration. So we have a lot of respect for Eric and what he can do. He's kind of known as a fixer. When he's been with clubs and when he digs in with an individual pitcher, he can get through and he can do some things with them, kind of break things down and combination of mentally and mechanics and try and get them to understand what they should be trying to do and with the pitches they have and what they have to work with, what they should be focusing on. So I have no doubt that he'll do a good job in the interim basis. And this is a great experience and a great opportunity for him. He's always wanted to be a big league pitching coach, and I'm sure it's not under these circumstances, but we look for him to come in and try and help some of our guys. He knows about all our pitchers. He's worked with them, whether it be in spring training or in the minor leagues. So they know him. They have confidence in him. And so I think it was the right fit there.
Does he have total freedom to kind of change some things, whether it's mechanics with pitchers or because of the odd situation he's in, was he told to kind of, you know, lay off that a bit here?
No, just the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. Come in and coach and, you know, heck, we've been struggling. Come in and see what you can do, and you know some of these guys, and talk to them. And if you have suggestions, feel free. You're here to coach, and you're not here just to hold their hand and to fill a spot on the coaching roster. You're here to try and help the guys.
We have a question. Speaking of pitching and minor leagues right now, Kyle Gibson is on a rehab assignment. He has made two starts. What is next for him? Paul said yesterday that he's going to have Pat Dean go Wednesday in the finale in Oakland. So what does that mean for Gibson, Rob?
Well, Gibby's going to pitch a bullpen today, and Terry, I just talked with Terry earlier this morning, and he's down there in Fort Myers right now, so we're going to have Gibby throw the bullpen, and then we're going to decide here in the next day or two what we're going to do with him. The options are he could stay, make another rehab start. He threw 72 pitches in his last one. We wanted him to be in position to be able to throw at least 90 pitches before he came up here, but if we keep him down to throw another one, he should be able to get into the 90s or low 90s, and then when he does come back, he should fully be prepared to be able to pitch 100 or more pitches. Or we could bring him back up and we can slot him somewhere into the rotation. Like you mentioned, his fifth day would have been Wednesday. It matched up with Pat Dean's and the way Pat pitched the other day. He's going to start for us on Wednesday, so we could either bring Gibson up to pitch after that, or we could have him go through another rehab start.
If he makes one more rehab start, would it still be in Fort Myers, or would you guys like to see him pitch against maybe some better competition?
No, I'm not sure we're worried about the competition. It's more about him building his pitches back up and everything, so I think he would stay right there in Fort Myers and make another start there.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll dive back into the pitching conversation. Pat Dean's been great. Tyler Duffy brings that passion. We'll also get into Phil Hughes and Ricky Nolasco as well. More of our program, Inside Twins, with Rob Antony after this on your home for Twins Baseball.
Fox Sports North salutes our nation's heroes with half-price home plate view tickets every Monday through Thursday. Present a valid ID and receive tickets for you and up to three guests. FSN thanks you for your service.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie. This is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve. It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Super America wants kids at the ballpark on Sunday for Super America Not Whole Kids Day. Up to two kids receive $5 off a U.S. Bank Home Run Porch View or Home Plate View ticket with the purchase of one full-price adult ticket in the same section on Sunday games. Coupons available exclusively at Super America locations.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Are those footy pajamas?
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside Twins. We're live in Seattle, Washington. Inside Twins taking you up until the bottom of the hour. Chris and today's pregame show follows us. Then game three at 3:10 Central Time. Ricky Nolasco and Taiwan Walker. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Corey with Rob from Seattle. And let's go back to the pitching. And Pat Dean here on Friday. You look at a game on paper. And you look at the Mariners, a first-place team. They've got Felix Hernandez going. It's going to be wild in here, 40,000. And here's a young rookie making just his second big-league start. And yet the Twins finally get to Felix, and Pat Dean pitches great, earning his first big-league victory.
Yeah, Pat did a wonderful job using both sides of the plate. He was able to come inside with his fastball and his slider on the right-hand hitters. I don't think anybody ever really looked comfortable against him. He threw strikes. He gave up the home run in the first inning. And never batted an eye. He just went back at the next hitter, got out of that inning, and he just kept going. And you know, that's the encouraging thing, is he just takes it one batter at a time. He doesn't get too riled. He's got good composure, but he also is very competitive, and he stuck with his game plan. Everything was either at the bottom of the zone, but the best part was he was pitching in and out very well.
He was one of the guys, too, that was added to the 40-man roster in November. And I think the Twins added, what, six or seven guys. And outside of Adam Brett Walker, everybody added was a pitcher. Was he added for this reason? Did you guys see this looking ahead, that he could provide the role that he's in right now?
Well, actually, he did a really nice job in Rochester last year. He was left-handed. And a starting pitcher like that, he had the ability going into spring training. If he was going to make our club, it was probably going to be out of the pen. But with the good slider that he has, we looked at him and said, okay, he's a guy who could be a left-handed guy, a left-handed reliever out of the pen who can get guys out. But he didn't make the club. We sent him back to Rochester as a starter. Lo and behold, we need a starter, or we needed a guy with length. So we brought him up with the intention of pitching him in middle relief, a guy who can come in and give you three, four innings because he's been a starter. We throw him into a starting role, and he's responded very well.
Tyler Duffy picked up his second win and now tied with Kevin Jepsen for the team lead in wins, which was an odd stat all season long. And we'll see Duffy again here soon on the upcoming road trip, or on this road trip, the second leg of it in Oakland. But do you look forward to Duffy starts every 5 days? I do, because of the passion. That's what I just see. I see a guy that he gives up a hit, he's upset. You just visibly see a guy, and other guys will just show it emotionally different. Some guys won't let it show as visibly as Tyler does. But as a fan alone, I enjoy watching him because of that passion that he displays.
Yeah, and you're right. Everybody's a little different. Some guys don't show any emotion, and they don't want the other team to see that they're upset and frustrated that they gave up a hit. But they're just as competitive. He wears his emotions on his sleeve a little bit more, but he is very competitive, and he did a very good job for us, obviously, last year after his first start in Toronto. And, you know, this year he didn't make the club out of spring training, but when he came up, he didn't really miss a beat. He takes a ball, and when he goes out there, he's looking to give us 7-8 innings. He's not just trying to get through five. He wants to do what you look for from a starter, give you innings, and put you in a position when he leaves the game, we're in position to win that game.
And speaking of trying to go deep into ball games, Phil Hughes could not do that again last night. In fact, the bullpen was up pretty early. I think Taylor Rogers was throwing maybe as early as the third. When I first saw that, I wasn't sure if it was just lack of command or if that right shoulder has been barking. But the shoulder's okay, right? That's not an issue?
No, not an issue at all.
And so when you see Rogers up and you see Phil unable to go deep into another ball game, what issues do you have with that, and how do you solve that?
Well, last night he walked three guys, which isn't like him. His command was not very good. He didn't have good command of the fastball or the curveball, actually. I thought he really battled. He was in two situations with the bases loaded, and out of those two, he only gave up one run. And the one where he had the bases loaded, nobody out, and he got three pop-ups on the infield was, you know, I give him a lot of credit. I think he gutted it out. I think he really competed and battled through it. He didn't have his good stuff. He didn't have his command. But he went as long and as far as he could. But when you don't have those things, the pitch count builds in a hurry, and he wasn't able to get through five. But, you know, I don't think it was for lack of effort. He just had a tough night, but he gave up four, but it could have been a lot worse, and we were still in the game.
Is that an example of a guy who, and you hear this a lot with big league pitchers, that if you don't have it, you still have to fight, still have to compete and try to keep your team in the game?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that was what his mindset was. He's a veteran guy. He's been through tough times where he's gotten hit, but he kept battling, like I say, he didn't get through five, but when he left, we came bounced right back, had the big three runs on a couple home runs, and he was in position. If he could have gotten through that fifth inning, to be in position for the win, but I don't think that was the overriding factor. I think it was a matter of he really labored to get through. Those were hard 90-some pitches last night.
We'll take our last break. We'll come back one more segment on the show today, and we'll get into Byron Buxton, who was named the Twins Minor League Player of the Week. How much longer will he be down to AAA? We'll get Rob's take on that next on your home for Twins baseball.
Don't you think you ought to rest?
Hi, folks. Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
At Subway, get that day after Thanksgiving taste anytime with our new carved turkey and bacon sandwich. Made with our new thick-cut all-white meat turkey that contains no artificial preservatives and topped with applewood smoked bacon and cheese. Subway, fresh is what we do. Sandwiches prepared in front of you.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a tractor you'll be proud to own. A powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. Now through June 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit MinnesotaKubotaDealers.com.
It's no secret Quick Trip has the fresh food you need every day. From chips and buns to ripe produce and...
Hey, buddy, you cooking out?
Yeah, I am.
Well, then you're gonna need brats, hamburger, hot dogs.
You bet. Premium meats now at Quick Trip. Right now, kitchen cravings ground chuck or patties only $2.99 a pound. Premium meats at your neighborhood Quick Trip Fresh Market.
You saved me a trip.
Hey, wait for me.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. You mean the same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Understandable, seeing how its aluminum alloy helps make F-150 stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever before. And the innovation doesn't stop there. F-150 also offers features like available Pro Trailer Backup Assist that makes slipping your trailer into tight spaces as easy as slipping a bratwurst into a bun. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
Class's full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation. EPA estimated fuel economy rating of 19 city, 26 highway, 22 combined MPG. 2.7 liter EcoBoost V6 4x2. Actual mileage will vary.
On the field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
back to wrap things up. Inside Twins, last 2 minutes of the program. Alongside Rob Antony, I'm Corey Provis. And Rob, the Twins today announced the Minor League Player of the Week, and that honor went to Byron Buxton. As you look at the numbers from AAA, six games, hit .478, three doubles, three homers, knocked in five, scored eight times. And I'm sure many fans are wondering, I'm sure we are up here as well, how much longer will he stay down there?
Well, I don't think we have a timetable on that, but he's made some adjustments, and one of the biggest things, he's got his leg kick back, and he only does it until he gets to two strikes, and then he's got a little more traditional of the small step on the front leg, but he's kind of getting accustomed to all that and making the adjustments. He's doing a very good job driving the ball, and he's taking better at bats. He's not chasing as many pitches out of the zone. He still has some work to do, but everything's going in the right direction for Byron.
Is there much debate between the front office and maybe even the coaching staff, the current big league coaching staff, about adding him to this team at this current time?
No, not really. I think everybody understands that where he was when we made the move to go down, he's striking out 47% of the time, and all that doesn't get corrected off of a few games where you have some success in AAA. So we want him to continue that. And you can see a couple games ago I'm watching the game, and that's one of the benefits of playing out here is you can watch the Rochester game before our game, and he hit a double off the wall, and it bounced over for a ground rule double, I should say. And he was very excited at second base, and you didn't see that emotion when he was up here. I think he's getting his confidence back, and he's playing with a lot of passion, and so that's a good thing, and those are the things we can look for.
Has Alex Meyer thrown yet?
He is not. He just had an MRI, and it came back where he just has some inflammation in the shoulder, so he should be out there before long.
Rob, always appreciate the time. Great job.
Thank you, Corey.
That's Rob Antony joining us live here in Seattle. Do not go anywhere. Much more to come on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Chris Atterbury hosting today's pregame show. That is coming up in a matter of minutes, and then it's game three. Twins after a sweep. Twins and the Mariners one more time. It's Ricky Nolasco and Taijuan Walker, the pitching matchup today. We thank you for joining us. Stay tuned. More to come. Twins and the Mariners game three right here on your home for Minnesota Twins baseball.
You've been listening to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.